Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me on the show is area farmer Bob Bennett joining us. How are you today, Bob?
Good morning, Kevin. Busy.
Busy. Well, it's a busy time of year for you guys, right?
Yep. The days are long. I think even tomorrow is the first day of summer, which usually is the longest day of the year. And so everybody's, you know, you just can't seem to get enough hours in the day trying to get hay cut and put up and the way this year's been, we've been dealing with, seems like a rainstorm every 4 or 5 days. So we finally got a stretch of weather here. We can finally, I think there's a lot of hay laying down and a lot of people trying to get it baled up and put up before the rain comes this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's been kind of an unusual spring, hasn't it? Even the spring and into summer, it was cold and, it really hasn't warmed up that much. How has that affected? Now, you just mentioned, you know, you're finally getting out into the fields to do some things. Are most farmers behind in what's happening right now?
Yep, planting was a real struggle. I mean, we just put our corn planter away, cleaned it up finally here a few days ago, and you were only getting, you know, you only get like 50 acres done at a time because you'd get a field worked and just get it planted just in time for that next rainstorm to come, or, you know, and you just have to kind of piece by piece just to work it in between these storms. And then it started out kind of cool, too. And even this summer, like right now, I mean, we should be more like the 80s usually, it seems like, and it seems like we have a hard time hitting 80 anymore. But I think Friday is supposed to be...
It's starting to warm up over the weekend.
Like, so first day of summer, it'd be nice if it did hit 80.
It would be nice.
Because it helps, you know, it helps you get these warm days with the sun like today. It helps dry out the hay. But the corn is looking good. What corn has got planted, it's looking good now. There was some of the first corn that got planted on the other side of West Branch. They got a real downpour of rain and got washed out in a lot of ruts, and they had to do some replanting. But in our area here between Tawas and West Branch, we've had, you know, pretty good luck. The rain's, you can't complain about rain because you can always work around mud. It's just what gets to be bad for a farmer is when it turns dry, you know, and you're looking to the sky for rain and it don't rain like last year was like that. So I'm happy as far as, you know, things are behind schedule a couple weeks, but where we normally are, but things are looking good, though.
Is this something that down the road, is this a domino kind of effect with getting a slow start to the season? Is this going to affect things at the end of the season, and will it affect prices for commodities at some point?
I don't think it's going to affect prices because the corn's looking good.
Okay.
And if for some reason we end up getting a cold spell or had an early frost, it could affect the corn crop and make the price go up because maybe the corn wouldn't turn out. But then the hay crop's a couple weeks behind schedule too, and usually you can get almost four cuttings. So with everything being behind on the hay, there might just be three cuttings this year, and maybe some people won't be able to get the fourth cutting. So there's a little bit of an effect to it, but you know, like Friday tomorrow is supposed to be in the 80s, and maybe we can kind of get into a trend of some warmer weather now.
All right. Now I know also you're a dairy farmer. How are things on the dairy side of the farm issue?
Good. Cows are loving it. It's not too hot. This is just the kind of weather they like. You know, a nice breeze and sunny out and comfortable temperatures. You know, usually this time of the year, they'll start to get into 80s, almost 90, and then that gets uncomfortable for the cows.
Okay.
But we have fans inside the barns, and they stay in the shade, and they enjoy that. But when you got a cow that's weighing 1,500 pounds and their average temperature is 101 degrees, and then you got a 90 degree temps, they breathe a little faster with the respiration trying to stay cool.
Right. Now, does that affect what happens milking-wise?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
That's when you'll notice the biggest drop is in the heat of summer. They'll go down on milk, and then it's even hard to get them bred because the reproductive system's not working as good, and where the winter, you can have a cold day in winter, and the cows can adapt to that better than they can trying to stay cool in the summer.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the summer stays just cool enough so that the cows are comfortable so we can have contented cows all summer long.
Yep.
Now, the series of interviews I've done with farmers over the course of the past year was to kind of reconnect people with the farm. Now, in terms of that, there's an event going on tomorrow night that kind of does the same thing over in West Branch, isn't there?
Yep, it's a good way that we like to get people that aren't around farms that much to kind of get a taste of it. And it's the West Branch Chamber of Commerce has started this new thing called Fabulous Fridays, and this Friday, the 21st, a lot of the farmers in the area in Ogama County are going to be going out to West Branch. They'll close off Main Street, and we'll be parking equipment in the Main Street. We'll have some farm animals out there. We'll have some educational exhibits. And a new thing this year we're going to be doing is right underneath the red light is a Can You Moo contest. No matter what age you are, if you're 80 or if you're 7, you think you got you make a good moo sound like a cow, come out there and we'll put you up on the hay wagon, which is going to be our stage, and see how you do. And whoever gets first place in the youth category will get a Got Milk shirt, and whoever gets first place in the adult category will also get a Got Milk shirt along with some other prizes.
Very nice. All right. Now, how do you judge that? Do you have some experts who know cow moos?
I got a couple farmers picked out, and we'll have three of them sitting at the table and trying not to be too intimidating, and we'll have them pick whoever's first, second, and third,
.
So it's a good place for. It's kind of a different venue. Farmers are used to going to the county fair,
right,
meeting people and that interaction there. But I've noticed out the Fabulous Fridays, we've done this for the last, 5 or 6 years, you see people that you don't normally see at during the fair. And a lot of times it's just people that are driving through West Branch and they wonder why is the street all blocked off, and they see all the commotion on Main Street. And so they'll pull in. And so you get to see people that don't normally come across agriculture that like to stop and finally get a chance to talk to farmers, and the kids like getting on the farm equipment.
Sure.
And looking at it, and for the parents, they like the streets and the stores in downtown. They open up the stores, so people stroll up one side and down the other and go in and visit stores and maybe buy stuff and then mosey around and look at the farm animals and talk to the farmers, and it's just a nice way to spend a summer evening.
You bet. West Branch's Fabulous Fridays. It's Gone Country. It's Friday night from 6 until 9 p.m. And again, as you mentioned, Main Street will be blocked off to make room for all the farm machinery, animals, and displays. Now, are you still looking for farmers who want to be a part of it?
Yep, I know, because it's a busy time of the year.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of pushing everything to the max right now this week, which makes it bad to try to get people to kind of help you with it. But if you have any opportunity, you're close to West Branch, we'd like you to bring some farm equipment in, or if you got some farm animals too. And if you can give myself a call at 989-709-1761, we'll help you arrange it so you can get in there. And then as far as everybody else, if you want to look, every Friday this goes on, and so there's a different event topic every Friday. So if you want to go on to there's a www.westbranchevents.com, and there'll be a list of all the things for the next 3 months that are coming up on Fridays. So it's just a nice way, after the end of a busy week, to go out and just stroll around the cooler part of the day and end the day doing something different and visiting your neighbors and people that you haven't seen as you mosey from one end of town to the other.
There you go. All right. Fabulous Fridays tomorrow night, Gone Country. And Bob Bennett, Bob, hey, we appreciate you joining us today. And we'll look forward to talking to you again as the summer months go on. Maybe get an update on farming here on our Sunrise Side today.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.